We're talking with Congressman Fred Upton, and the first topic I want to talk about is something that relies a little bit on your expertise as chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee and dealing more with the energy situation. It's going on in the Senate where majority Democrats took part in an all-night talkathon focused on climate change. Senator Cory Booker says New Jersey is still recovering from Hurricane Sandy. Rising sea levels mean future storms could cause even more damage. It brings back the old debates, Fred, about dealing with environmental issues and trying to maintain or improve the economic standing with measures that some environmentalists would call damaging. It's something you and other members in Congress have to deal with on a regular basis.
Well, you know, our job is to look at what the cost of legislation is. And you'll remember that several years ago, there was this issue called cap and trade, which would have been a massive new piece of legislation that would have, quite frankly, significantly increased costs of energy to American consumers as well as businesses. And that legislation was stopped in the U.S. Senate. It passed very narrowly in the House by 7 votes. And this is when Speaker Pelosi had an 86-vote margin, and so 7 votes meant that quite a few Democrats actually voted against the legislation. And as we look to be competitive for jobs and across the world, obviously energy is one of those issues where, quite frankly, the U.S. has a real advantage, whether it be because of what we've discovered and new technologies, developing natural gas. A real North American energy independence surge is out there where, in fact, it looks like we can be North American energy independent within the next couple of years. Dramatic increases in drilling, particularly in private lands, not public ones, but private lands. A whole host of different things. And, you know, that's where our focus has been, not only in our committee, but certainly in the House. Now, we've asked the administration to come testify on global warming to see precisely what 20-some different federal agencies are doing. Most of them declined to come testify. But it's an issue that we'll be continuing to look at. But really for us, it's the impact of what legislation will do on the daily life of most Americans.
We're talking with Congressman Fred Upton, and today we're dealing with some of the issues of the day that are coming up on Capitol Hill, votes and bills and the like. One constant issue has always been the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and now there's a new Gallup poll out that says that the Affordable Care Act has hurt more Americans than has helped, but most say the law known as Obamacare doesn't make any difference in their lives. The poll on the health insurance law shows 23% of people surveyed say the law has hurt them, 10% say it's helped, and 3/5 of people polled say the law has had no effect on them or their families. Some might say, okay, where's George Gallup's people going with their questions? Who have they talked to? Because a lot of them are saying, hey, it has had an effect. It is making an effect. And those who have been polled saying it doesn't really matter maybe are more in the minority than what the pollsters are saying.
Well, I saw a poll last week. It said a third of Americans have been personally impacted in a negative way because of the Affordable Care Act, and about 12%, as you suggested, in a positive way. Of course, there are stories of positives that are out there. We've heard quite a few cases from folks in our corner of the state, from people who have lost their insurance, who have seen dramatic increases in their premium. And guess what? They certainly do understand what the increase is and will do to their family budget when you increase the deductible in the thousands of dollars, i.e. those costs have to be paid up front. So it's been a pretty negative experience. We've seen that in our teletown meetings over the last year and a half as well, whereas though it's not a scientific poll, you know, folks that are on the phone are able to vote one way or another, and it's been pretty dramatic opposition to what's happened. Of course, we've seen the administration continue to change and move deadlines for the last year and a half, despite more than 200,000 Michiganders who lost their individual plans at the end of last year. The administration was hoping that, that those could continue, but of course a good number of companies and states said no, it was too late to make that change. And the question comes back to, when did the administration know that so many people were going to lose, millions of people would lose their plan, despite saying, of course, they could keep their plan if they liked it. So lots of confusion, lots of misunderstanding. We've actually passed 8 bills that have been signed into law by the president, making some changes to it. We're going to have another vote this week that is going to delay the individual mandate. That bill will pass on the House floor a little bit later this week, with a good number, I think, of Democrats that'll be on that same side of the issue. But of course, it's not expected to move in the Senate. So it's going to, look, let's face it, it's going to stay as an issue. We've got a special election today in Florida, and this is about the only issue that folks, the two candidates, are talking about. And we'll see what happens in terms of the national trend as well.
We're talking with Congressman Fred Upton. A little bit more of a broader issue is than just a domestic one, such as the Obamacare, is the situation involving the Ukraine. The House last week passed legislation, $1.1 billion in loan guarantees for that nation. The Senate is now talking about that aid and sanctions bill, including a loan guarantee and additional aid for the Ukraine, plus sanctions against Russia for deploying troops into the Crimean region. It's a tough situation. And it evokes memories of the Cold War, Fred.
Well, you know, we have to send a signal. And the House last week passed a pretty important legislation that, in fact, provides a loan guarantee to Ukraine. Only 23 House members voted against it, pretty overwhelming in the House. We're expecting the same now to happen in the Senate probably this week. I'll tell you another piece of legislation that we're looking at, and we're going to be moving it through our committee, is to be able to, one of the big forces where Russia has over not only the Ukraine and Crimea, but really all of Eastern Europe, is their threat of withholding natural gas supplies or dramatically increasing the price of natural gas, which is a huge economic weapon that they now hold against Eastern Europe. Of course, in our committee, we have tried for a long time now to try and encourage the Department of Energy to sign off on exports of LNG, particularly to our nations that are friendly to the United States. The Department of Energy has dozens of these sitting waiting to be reviewed, approving one every 3 or 4 months. And we set the signal quite a few months ago now that we'd like to see that expedited a little bit faster, knowing that it's still a fairly long timeline and, in fact, has involved hundreds of millions of dollars to get from start to finish from the application process. We saw bipartisan legislation introduced in the House last week that will help expedite those approvals to WTO nations that have an agreement with the United States, and we're going to be seeing that legislation move now in a positive way in the next couple of weeks, and not only through our committee, but ultimately to the House floor.
One final thing, Fred Upton, and I'll bring this story up, and I think you will have some insight into this, and it involves Medicare coverage for certain drugs. I'll read you the story, and then I'll get your reaction. The White House is bowing to pressure and withdrawing a proposal for insurers to limit Medicare coverage for certain drugs, including depression and schizophrenia medication. patients, drug companies, and congressional lawmakers from both parties had been pressuring the Obama administration about the plan, saying the changes would be harmful to Medicare beneficiaries. Medicare officials said it would save money and reduce overuse of drugs. The administration's proposal also included limiting coverage for immunosuppressant drugs used by Medicare transplant patients. I'm not certain whether or not this was something that's in within your sphere of influence or your sphere of knowledge on this.
Well, we had a hearing last week on this, and you'll recall that the Medicare Part D program has been a program that's been around for about a decade now, and it expanded Medicare along the lines that President Bush campaigned on, that we needed to include coverage of prescription drugs for seniors. And in fact, a program was developed that, quite frankly, for almost all 10 years now, as you look at seniors and what they think about this program, it has about a 90% approval rate. And, of course, the big difference between Part D, this program, and the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare is this program is completely voluntary. No one is forced to be in it. They have a whole number of range of programs that they can pick from and change every year as their own health needs change. As they look at the prescriptions that they may need. And so the administration made a proposal that was going to dramatically change the program and remove many of the incentives that seniors had to make it work. And I'm glad to say that the administration listened. It was bipartisan in terms of trying to stop them from making these changes, which, quite frankly, would have probably increased the cost and certainly brought that favorability rating that most seniors have for this program downward. So it was a good move, and thank goodness the administration made the change that they, or did not make the change that they were proposing.
Congressman Fred Upton joins us every Tuesday morning for a conversation about some of the issues of the day on Capitol Hill. We thank him very much for his time and his observations. We look forward to chatting with him next week and look forward to seeing him as he'll speak before the Michigan West Coast Chamber in his annual spring luncheon over at Baker Lofts next Tuesday. And Fred, look forward to seeing you next week. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks.